The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Kabat, this is Free Fire.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. 7:05 in the morning here of October. Halloween and the new Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Chenan Community. That's what Shasta Regional Medical Center is all about. Good morning to Sue. Good
morning,
Linda
Carl.
Is still on her trip down visiting her parents in Sacramento. And when she called last night, everybody seemed pretty happy, so I guess it must be a success. Speaking of what's going on, and then after the measures, and then any updates on power.
You got it. Well, we do have a red flag warning in effect today at a high of 69 with a low of tomorrow. Patchy early morning frost, at least before 11, then soon with a high of 75 and a low of 44. Sunny skies for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with a high of 70, 78 for Saturday, and 80 for dropping in the 40s. It is mostly clear in downtown Reading. Red 5, 54 in Anderson. It is 46 in the city of Shasta Lake and 48 degrees under mostly clear skies in downtown Reading. Now, we do schools closed today. Mountain Union District, Union School District, Happy Valley School District, Oak Run School District, and High School District. Meadow Lane closed, along with the Anderson High School, Anderson Middle School, North Fire Academy, Mountain View Middle School, Columbia Elementary and Cub Preschool, East Day School, and Unified School District closed. North Cow Creek Elementary closed, and Ophir Elementary School, along with the French Gulch Whiskeytown School, which will have a minimum day today. Now, Shasta College is closed, along with online classes, which have been canceled, except for the one in downtown Reading at the Health Building. So that will be up and running. And Wesley is attempting to restore power. We really don't have any grids right now as to which areas are actually being because they're doing it, you know, breaking down in the grid. And so hopefully we've got Anderson that's going to be up and running soon. And now, Carl, back to you.
Oh, Wednesday, and we must have our movie critic of the year.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Okay, we're fine. How are you doing there, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm looking forward to this weekend.
Mr. Burke?
Yeah.
Robert Burke. Okay, so what's going on today, this week?
Well, this weekend is actually pretty big for movies. We have 4 wide releases coming out. We have a limited release that is finally coming to Reading, and we have a smaller film that is pretty significant that people should be looking out for this next month. So, starting off from the top, we have Terminator Dark Fate coming out this weekend. This is the 6th Terminator movie since the original came out in the 80s. And very similar to what the Halloween movie did that came out last year, where all of the sequels that came before it were just cut out, they were said not to exist, and that movie took place after the events of the first movie, Terminator Dark Fate is getting rid of movies 3, 4, and 5. It's only saying 1 and 2 happened and acting as a sequel from 2.
I can understand that. I wasn't crazy about 5.
Well, especially when you have a franchise that's so muddled with so many different timelines and so much going
on,
because, it's really hard.
Yeah,
to...
I wasn't sure who was dying in those things.
Yeah.
You know, or were they, what, wasn't he supposed to be protected? And wait a minute, what about... I think that that's a good idea, frankly.
Yeah, I agree.
And anything that Linda...
Linda Hamilton?
Is in is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And she was... But I've heard different reviews on this. What have you heard?
Well, currently it's sitting at a 68% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is basically saying most people like the movie, but there are quite a few people out there who do not like the movie. So my general impression of it is that if you go in expecting just the Terminator movie, you'll probably end up enjoying it. Just don't go in expecting anything more than
that.
Fun action.
And and Schwarzenegger is in it again.
Yes, Schwarzenegger. And also James Cameron, who directed the second movie, Terminator 2, is coming back to produce this one.
Okay.
So he oversaw a lot of it. It's also from the director Tim Miller, who directed Deadpool, which was very well reviewed.
Oh, yeah. Deadpool was great.
Deadpool was a very
good
movie.
1 and 2, great.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, what's next?
Next we have Motherless Brooklyn, which is...
I have seen the advertisements on this.
Yes, it's about a detective in, like, 1930s, 40s Brooklyn, and he has Tourette's, and he is trying to figure out the death of his close friend. It is directed and starring Edward Norton, who this is the second movie he's ever directed. The first one was back in the year 2000. It also stars Willem Dafoe, Bruce Willis, Leslie Mann, Alec Baldwin. It's a very stacked cast, and this one is eyeing some Oscars. However, early reviews aren't so great.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. On Rotten Tomatoes, it's currently sitting at a 61%.
Whoa, less than Terminator.
Yeah. So it's also 2.5 hours, so it's a pretty long movie. So if you're going into this one, just be cautious. It's not getting the best of reviews, and it's a very long movie. So make sure you pee before it starts.
Yeah. And they only show they don't show the long, boring spots in the advertisements.
No.
Okay.
Of course not.
All right. Okay. Those two. All right. What else?
There's also a movie coming out called Harriet, which is based off of the life of Harriet Tubman, who was an escaped slave who went back and started freeing other slaves. And during her lifetime, she freed hundreds and hundreds.
Yeah, she was big in the Underground Railroad system. Mm-hmm. That they had that in the South that took slaves, thousands of slaves from the South, and brought them to safety in the North.
Right. And this one stars Cynthia Erivo, Janelle Monáe, and Leslie Odom Jr. It's getting okay reviews so far. It premiered at film festivals expecting to be going for Oscars. That's the reason it's coming out later in the year. It was going to be an Oscar contender. Currently sitting at a 67% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's around where Terminator is. So a lot of people are liking it, and some people, a pretty good chunk of people, are disliking it. So really, it's up to you.
Are they saying why they dislike it? I mean, you can see some that says, oh, this is a great story and all that. But some people are saying, yeah, it may be a great story, but
I think a lot of people are saying that the execution is very dull, that it's telling a great story in a way that is very cliched, and you've seen it a million times before.
Okay. And then was there one more?
There is another wide-release movie that's coming out this weekend called Arctic Dogs. It's an animated movie starring a bunch of big people. I don't know much about it. I don't know much about the plot. Basically, it's just an animated movie. So if you have kids that are itching to see an animated movie, this one will probably be
you may be safe, opposed to taking them to some animated movies where you're not safe bringing kids to.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so what's been your favorite? Would you go to movies all the time?
Did you
have an opportunity after the play was over to hit a few?
Yeah, I just last night saw Maleficent, Mistress of Evil.
How'd you like that? We saw that.
I was not the biggest fan of it. I think the biggest problem with it is that they didn't really know where to go with the sequel. I think that the reason that this movie was made was for money, because the original made $700 million worldwide. And when you make that much money, of course, a sequel is destined.
John Lennon and Paul McCartney once wrote a song, and it's a big song. We wrote it because we wanted swimming pools at our houses.
Yeah.
That's why they wrote it, and of course it became a big hit. So
they got swimming pools.
But I saw it too, and it was not a bad movie. I mean, if you're into special effects and all that kind of stuff, you like it. But yeah, Linda enjoyed it, but I we're probably one of those that I went, okay, yeah. But she enjoyed it. She enjoyed a lot of the sequences in it with Angelina Jolie in this. But, yeah, I'm like you.
Right. And I think one of the biggest problems with this movie is that it doesn't really know who its target audience is. Because, like you said last week, it's a little too scary for young children, and there are some young children in my theater that were crying and had to leave because it's a bit too scary for them. But at the same time, it's too mythical and childlike to really appeal to adults in a full way. So in a weird way, Maleficent doesn't really find a target demographic, and because of that, the movie feels very tonally inconsistent.
Okay. Very good.
Thanks.
Okay. What any other movies you saw? We have another minute or two here.
Minute? Well, with that minute, I would like to talk about a movie I haven't seen but is coming to Reading this weekend.
Oh, okay.
And early reviews for it are exceptional. It's been in little amounts of theaters, and it's slowly been expanding, as a lot of movies do. It's a little movie coming to Cinemark 14 this weekend called The Lighthouse. And it stars Robert Pattinson, Willem Dafoe, and it's directed by Robert Eggers, who did the movie The Witch that came out in 2016. And it's about two Lifehouse Garters in the 1890s. And it's kind of a horror movie, but also kind of a comedy and a thriller, and it's very psychological. It's in black and white. It's a very artistic movie, and it currently sits at a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. So people are saying that it is an absolutely exceptional movie. So when I get time to go to a movie this weekend, that's the one I'm seeing.
Okay. Well, you know, I've seen that out. Has it been released before, and they're just bringing it back?
It was in five or six theaters on October 18th. Then it went to 500 theaters on October 25th.
Okay, so it has not been released to, like, you know, where you can rent them yet.
No. Okay. Not yet.
Then I must just be reading about it. Yeah, I've read that it's that might be a great movie.
Yeah, okay. I'm looking forward to it for sure.
Okay, hey, Robert Burke, who is our film critic. But now, how else can people, you've got a whole library of movies that you have cataloged and that you have reviewed. How do people get to your website? And you're also on Donnie Chamberlain's.
Right. If you want to see a review from me every Saturday, go to anewscafe.com. You can find my reviews there. If you are looking for more reviews than that, you can look me up on YouTube, The Clever Critics, with spaces in between the and the space clever space critics, or you can just go to thecleverCritics.com and it will take you directly to my YouTube page. If you go to the top and click on videos, then you'll see all of my recently released reviews. And I am coming out with a lot of reviews this week. I have a lot of catching up to do. So okay. If you're looking for reviews, that's where you can find them.
All right. Robert Burke, you're our critic. Every Wednesday, he'll be here at 7 o'clock to talk to us about it. Thanks a lot, Robert.
Yeah, thank you,
Carl. We've got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages, 7:17 in the morning, about 50 degrees out there. It's going to be a windy but sunny day.
My name is Mike Gutierrez. I'm a 40-year resident in Shasta County, and I served honorably and proudly in the United States Marine Corps from 1967 to 70 with a tour in Vietnam. My experiences and lessons that I learned in the Marine Corps continue to benefit me even today. Semper Fi.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks you for your service and your sacrifice. United in care.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Good morning, everybody. About 50 degrees out there, going up to about 70 today. Sunshiny, but windy. Maybe we'll get out of the red flag warning here, maybe. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over a quarter of a century. The only ones we let touch our heating and cooling systems is Alliance Heating and Air because they are totally professional. They've been voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for that. You can give them a call at 221-2642, any make or models of cooling systems or heating systems, or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. I'm here with Pam Wolbert and Dave Cockrell from the American Legion. And in this case, it is the American Legion Auxiliary. I'm talking with Pam, and you have a holiday pop-up sale coming.
Yes, we do.
All right, and that's going to be?
Every Saturday from November 9th through December 21st at the Shopko parking lot.
Okay, and now this is, what's the purpose of this?
It's a fundraiser for our veteran programs through the Auxiliary and the Legion. It's a family program here that the American Legion family is doing the whole program.
Okay, and you are selling all types of stuff there.
We are selling all types of stuff, all kinds of crafts, cottage kitchen foods will be there, and handmade quilts and...
You've got it all there. This
all
is all
there.
Stuff there for Christmas. And
it is. Uh-huh.
All the funds are going to go to our...
VNR program, which is our veterans...
Veterans Administration and Rehabilitation.
Okay.
We have basically two programs throughout the community. Throughout the community, if you see these little helmets,
yeah,
that is funds that actually go straight into benefits for the... veterans. This is, veterans. Anyone
or local serves. Veterans.
No, not local.
Oh,
this
okay.
one. This is for California.
Okay.
Now, the VANR that we have for our post and auxiliary, that's for local.
Oh, okay.
We actually have two programs. So if you see the little helmets, any change you put in there, that goes to California. This program, what we're raising here at this event, will support our programs, like American Legion Baseball, American Legion Boy State, which, you know, we put $1,800 this year into.
Uh-huh.
And that sends, boys to down to Sacramento to learn government. That's an outstanding program. But the VANR that we support here is for local veterans.
Okay.
That's like, I think the auxiliary right now is doing one for World War II veteran up in Shingletown. And I think, aren't you replacing the roof on that one?
The roof?
Yeah.
New toilet, new hot water heater, and new heating.
Wow. And this is for a World War II veteran that obviously can't afford to do this himself.
Exactly.
So
herself.
Oh,
it's
herself.
A woman.
Oh, my gosh. So the auxiliary is in now just and raising money for that.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, this thing is this event is a holiday. It's called the Holiday Pop-Up Sale. It's going to be at the Safeco parking lot on Lake Boulevard right
yes.
up here.
Uh-huh.
And every Saturday, November 9th through December 21st, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can go up there and you can get a lot of great gifts.
Gifts, yes. And if you want to be a vendor, if you want to sell your product, my email a photo to me at wolbertscountry@yahoo.com, and I'll reply with the forms to sign up.
Yeah, because you're always looking for new.
Always looking.
You know, and a lot of people are really crafty.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that in the sense of crafty, like they like to make things.
Sure.
We have two huge craft stores here in Reading.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And they seem to always have people in front of them. Mm-hmm. So if you have things you make, like you're a quilter, and maybe you love quilting, and you've got like 15 or 20 of them laying around, this may be a great time to, sell stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, do the vendors give a percentage of what they make to you? Is that how it works?
It's a $20 fee per Saturday.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, so they pay to be there, mm-hmm. and then anything they make is theirs.
It's theirs, uh-huh.
Okay, and what you're doing is getting the money from vendors.
And we will also have our own booth there.
Okay.
And the Legion is going to be doing
tri-tips.
Uh-huh. Tri-tip sandwiches. So.
And like she said, all this, we don't take anything from it. I almost say, other than buying the merchandise to produce the whatever we're doing,
yeah,
100% of it goes right back into the, we call it general fund, but our general fund supports our programs. There's no one that gets paid to do this.
You're not buying lights for a Turtle Bay?
We don't do that.
Okay, no. I'm just checking.
No.
We're here to help our local veterans.
That's what this is for.
We have a strong veterans community here, and we've got the Veteran Resource Center, the Shasta County Veteran Service Office, but they always need, there's people that need help, just like the World War II veteran, the lady who needs a new roof on her house.
Mm-hmm.
And how else is she going to do this or get heating in her house unless there's people like you, Pam and Dave, to have this happen? And we as a community can help this. Vendors, if this is a great time for you to sell all your stuff, you're going to have a number of other vendors there. That always attracts people.
Mm-hmm.
Always attracts. A lot of vendors always attracts people. You may have those things that you, you've been working on all year to have that. Plus, you've got a vending area for yourselves for the auxiliary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's great. Anything else?
No, other than the fact that, you know, the American Legion, the number one program has always been VA&R. Supporting veterans, fighting for their benefits. And I know Pam Wolbert does it, the county service officer, but this is part of what we do. This is what we do, you know, protect the benefits of
American Legion are the ones, too, is that when you, when the first time you go down to the VA and you need help going through the labyrinth of forms and all of this, that American Legion is there to help mm-hmm. with that also. To help shepherd this thing through. So American Legion has done a whole lot for our community, a number of things for our community, plus, you know, helping scholars, sending kids to Boise State, like you said, and all these others.
College,
it's a great college, scholarships, all of these. Okay.
Well, before you – one thing that a lot of people don't know is the American Legion has been in Reading for over 100 years. A lot of people don't know that Reading Shasta Post 197 – was started back in 1920.
Wow.
We've been in the community that long.
Is it going to be like a big birthday party?
Well, we should. But
November 19th. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It
should be a big party. We could do that. Okay, so all vendors, and to get a hold of Pam, you do it by emailing her at wolbertscountry, W-O-O-L-B-E-R-T-S, country, at yahoo.com, or they can give you a call at 530-275-5212. I'm going to go up there. Linda's going to be up there. Oh, she loves going out. You know, I mean, she goes to these because she finds great presents that we can send off to people and, from local things. And oh, yeah, she'll buy things and use them all year long a lot of times, you know, because, you know, for presents mm-hmm. or thank you presents or housewarming things mm-hmm. and all those kind of all that will be up there, Shopco.
It will be.
Starting on November 9th. All right. Thank you so much for what you do for our community.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. Your friends are there. They have two branches right here in town at 1845 California Street in the heart of downtown Reading, just about one block south of Jack's, and everybody knows where Jack's is. It's only been there for over 75 years. And the other one, of course, is at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Rayleigh Shopping Center. You can visit online at bankcornerstone.com or You can just go in there and find out how they move local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank, 7:30 on Wednesday morning, the 30th of October. 50 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
I'm steady, I'm true down to the core, and I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio celebrating 10 years on the air. We are here at KCNR 96.5. And Sue, play up music the rest of the day because I'm sitting in here kind of like,
Time rock and roll by
anything.
Bob Seger.
Oh,
okay.
Anything you got there. Hey, good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, we've been talking about Crackmaster Windshield Repair for 10 years. It's a better-known business, and if there's anything he doesn't know about fixing windshields, it has not been invented yet. Jeff Wurst has gone to a variety of schools. He doesn't practice. He knows what he's doing. He doesn't practice windshield repair. He does windshield repair. Whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. It's a better-known business. He's got your best interest in mind. He's not going to waste your time or money. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today, or just head down to 3208 South Market Street, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Hey, I'm here with Orchard Nutrition today, and I'm here with Jana McCarn and Chad David, and you all have a huge event coming up.
Yes, we have our Healthy Living Expo. It's our first annual Healthy Living Expo.
I was going to say, this is your first annual. Now, you had one in the spring?
May.
You had one in May.
Yeah, in our parking lot.
In your parking lot. Yeah. And that, you know, even though the rain poured down that day, I mean, poured down that day.
It did.
We were able to keep our equipment dry. And I had my, I was really, you know, Patrick and Billy were rolling in after us. And they said, are you leaving the table? I said, yeah, we leave the table, but we take the cover in here. That belongs to us. And just to look at their faces for that split second was really good. You know, we've all known each other a long time. We're all friends. Now this one, though, is going to be inside.
Yes, we are at the Red Lion Hotel this year, November 2nd, an inside venue. We have over 50 booths. We have speakers that are going to be speaking throughout the day in the sundial room.
Mm-hmm. So this is your first time. This is going to be your first annual. So that means, you know, 20 years from now, Chad's going to be sitting there saying this is our 21st annual. What was the impetus to get it started? I mean, obviously you all are the premier health food, health conscious place to go to.
Well, the owner, Joe Martino, has always wanted to include the community. And Chad has a lot of our local businesses that we carry in the store at his venue in May. But we wanted to try to include more of the local businesses that are in the health industry. So we decided to go with another venue and expand a little bit.
Okay. Now, people... I can't imagine anybody not knowing about Orchard Nutrition, but let's just talk about it a little bit. And Joe Martino, I love Joe.
We do too.
He is, you know what? He keeps. I've been to the store many times. I've been up to visit Joe, and his family kind of cycles in and out. But I can't tell the difference between his family and the people that work there. I mean, I really can't. I mean,
he considers everybody family.
Yeah, I mean, he's talking to one person, and he says, "Yeah, well, that was my granddaughter." And he's talking to somebody else. I said, another granddaughter? He goes, no, she's worked here for 10 years or something like that. So Orchard Nutrition was started with one premise in mind, wasn't it?
Yes, to provide a venue for people to have a healthy lifestyle.
You have – the thing I like about Orchard Nutrition is any place you go into Orchard Nutrition, somebody is there that can talk to you, a knowledgeable person. To talk to you, go into the vitamins and supplements. There's somebody there that can talk to you. Of course, you have, you know, you want to talk about fresh produce, anything. You've got it all there. I love that.
And most of it's we have our main basis is keeping everything organic as possible. I mean, everything's organic. Our produce section's all organic. Our deli's all organic. Bakery department's all organic. Most of our groceries are organic, but, you know, there's a few select items that we've carried for, you know, since 1982, and it's just something we're not going to get rid of. Still clean, but.
Well, Joe told me one day here on the show that he has items in there that he doesn't make money on. In fact, he loses money on it, but his customers buy it all the time. He says, I've had regular customers, they buy it. You know, where else are they going to get it? I love that. I love that kind of attitude.
Yeah.
The other thing I really liked was he could tell me what the average was for every shopping cart that goes through there. Oh, yeah. Every shopping cart, you know, has blah, 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 this much. And I'm like, Joe doesn't miss much.
He doesn't, no.
Okay.
He's been a long time.
Now, the venue downtown, so it's covered. There's plenty of parking. Is there a cost to come into this?
No, it's free admission. For both the expo and the Knowledge is Power speakers segment.
Well, let's talk about that. Who are the speakers? Who are some of the speakers that are going to be there?
We have Kira Diestel. She is a Nordic Naturals educator coming from Southern California for the Nordic Naturals. We have Dr. June Stevens. She's a naturopathic doctor here in Reading. We have Red Bicycle Catering doing a cooking demo, and she's also going to speak on, you know, the nutritional factors of food. We have Everyday Fitness doing a exercise demo and talking about nutrition and exercise together to make that work for you. Then we have Dr. Ann Levings, who is an acupuncturist and Chinese medicine. And then we have Dr. Bessie Jo Tillman, who's an MD, speaking as well.
Well, you know, this is a variety of speakers, mm-hmm. and so you've got it all scheduled out like this, like the acupuncturist. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I'm hearing from several people that I know, and they've started going to an acupuncturist, and I don't know which one, but they're swearing that it's working. And, you know, I guess acupuncture has been around thousands of years. I've never gone to to one. I think it's time to have one on the show, though, and talk about just what does acupuncture do? Because, you know, you see things. I mean, I think I saw one. It was one of those karate movies where they this one could give you forever life if you put them in the right spot. If you've been in the wrong spot, it would kill you immediately. I guess that was way before your time, though. I think that was before I was in the Marine Corps, so it was forever again. But, I think it's time to have one of those people on. But this would be a great opportunity for you to learn about acupuncture or some of the other things, like the Nordic Naturals. When we talk about that, what is that?
They have a really good variety of different omega oils, fish oils. One huge quality I like about them is they actually have a QR reader on their bottles that you can actually scan and see when it was produced and what part of the ocean they got it from.
Really?
It's a really nice
and there's a huge
control.
Difference in that, too, because it's old, it probably loses some of its properties, one. And just because when they bottled it doesn't mean that they haven't had it for a while.
Oils can oxidize and go rancid, so.
You know, when I get mine, I can tell the difference between, because I'll get one with like 100 pills in it. I can tell the difference between opening up a fresh one and the last 10 I take. Mm-hmm. Because they even look different. So I'm probably into the rancid part of the last 10. So maybe I should just buy them in 50s or something. Okay. People are going, Carl's on a roll here. The fish oil is something that works on your cholesterol. Am I right?
Many lovely things. I mean, there's a plethora of things that it's good for. So.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Chad David and Jana McKellen from Orchard Nutrition, one of the greatest businesses right here in town. How long has Joe been there?
37 years.
37 years. Now, he was in a smaller place, and then he moved into this one.
Right. He was in the smaller place for 2 years, mm-hmm. and then he moved to the current location 35 years ago.
35 years ago. And, I mean, having a business anywhere in 35 years, and he's had to face a veritable assault by all of these Johnny-come-lately type places that, we have all the vitamins and supplements you need, and you can do this. And Joe's just kind of like chewed through them without doing anything special except the great service and variety of things that you have.
The knowledge, I think, that our people have about the products that we carry is a big plus. We have two that are certified nutritional consultants. We have a few that have been there 10 plus years, up to 20 something years. They have just so much knowledge, and they have ongoing training all the time.
Wow. Yeah, we usually do a lot of training with our, like we're having one on Friday and on Saturday also with the reps. So they come in, they'll teach us all about their products and any questions. So it really
you can talk about them. Well, that makes sense because, like I said, any place you go into at Orchard Nutrition, somebody is going to be standing there that knows when you kind of you describe what you're looking for because you can't remember the name or what is that called, but this is what it does. They're going to be able to take you right to the spot and and tell you this is a better one than this for what you need and all that. That's what I've always loved about Orchard Nutrition. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. I want to remind everybody that tomorrow, Thursday, October 31st, Reading City Hall is having a lunch presentation for the Safety and Care Planning for Aging Life, brought to you by Shining Care. medical home care professionals, the Reading Police Department, because you're going to be able to learn about the importance of advanced directives and how to prepare. If you haven't prepared, and I don't care what age you are, if you haven't prepared for the end of life, you need to do that. I have just gone through this with a friend of mine who passed away, and they had nothing like this. And let me tell you, 8 months of going through legal things isn't worth it. How to know when safety and well-being are at risk. Long-term care system and options for advanced care planning. Fraud and elder abuse, risk and prevention techniques. All of these. It's free. Plus, you get a lunch provided by Oakmont of Reading. It's going to be Thursday from 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. at Reading City Hall. Okay, we'll be right back with Orchard Nutrition. 7:46 in the morning, 50 degrees out there, going up to 70 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Let's see, coffee, got it, radio, dialed in, check, showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right, join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to play our Drop and Win Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe your River Club card daily, guaranteed to win free slot play, entries, or prizes. Weekly drawings for free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawing on Thursday, October 31st at 8 p.m. Keep earning those entries for more chances to win. Two grand prize winners, $10,000 each. Drop the puck and win big bucks. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Join the conversation online in our chat room.
KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of... There we go. And sometimes, you know, I'm having that kind of morning, too. You know, that I'm starting, but then it just... You know, it's kind of like you're grinding it, and then you get it going. You're going, oh, yeah, I'm okay now. But I started my morning off a little slow today. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio station. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. If you're looking for a place that has jewelry at really reasonable cost, but it's different. It's, you can find the piece that you like, anything from estate jewelry to, if you've got an idea, they can build it for you. They can design it and build it for you. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Hey, I'm here with Orchard Nutrition, Jana McCarn and Chad David, and we're talking about the big health expo, the first annual, is it expo?
Healthy Living Expo.
Healthy Living Expo. This is the first annual, and it's going to be this Saturday. It's going to be at the Red Line Inn. It's going to start at?
10 to 5.
10 to 5. Linda and I will be there from 3 to 5 doing a live remote with our radios from the station here, talking to vendors and talking to hopefully some of the people you have there that's going to be giving lectures. Now, the lectures are going to include supplements from Nordic.
Kira Diesel will be speaking from Nordic Naturals. And we have a naturopathic doctor, Dr. June Stevens. Red Bicycle Catering will be doing a cooking demo. Everyday Fitness will be talking about physical movement and health, diet combined. Dr. Ann Levings, she is acupuncturist and Chinese medicine. And then Dr. Bessie Jo Tillman is an MD.
Okay, so if you're looking to find out, you know, plus you're going to have over 50 vendors there. And when you had the last one in May, I went from spot to spot to spot. It was great. Even though there's a little bit of rain out there, I still hit every one of the vendors. And things from organic coffee to beef.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, organic beef from,
Hat Creek.
Hat Creek. Yeah. So, that's Pam, right?
Yeah,
Pam Giacomini.
Yep.
Yeah, Pam invited me to go on a roundup with her, and I really wanted to, and I just didn't. But, to bring the cattle in. I thought, I'm going to take her up on that one of these days, hopefully before we have to switch to hovercraft to go get them. What would you tell people that they're going to learn? What's the biggest thing they're going to take away from Saturday?
Saturday they will find everything they need to live a healthy life. From education to products to any kind of information that they can think of to live a healthy lifestyle.
And every one of the vendors is going to have handouts there. So if you've got a question about it, you know, maybe it's time to start eating differently. Or maybe there is a place in your life for supplements. You know, like, as we talked about, the fish oil, which my doctor is just, you know, he's sold on it. He's told me to take fish oil, 1,000 milligrams of it twice a day. Which helps with the, if you have a, cholesterol, so you don't have to take, regular medicine, that kind of thing. So you can learn anything that you're going to, any question you have, there'll be somebody there that can answer it.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah. Wait. Shaking your head at me is good.
Oh, yeah.
But,
nobody can see that.
Yeah.
No, I won't even talk to you about the time I interviewed a group that were deaf, and one wasn't that did most of the talking, but when they conversed with each other, we had some silence on there. we're talking right now. Anyway, okay, it doesn't cost anything to come in.
It's free.
It's free. There's going to be samples of everything for that. You're going to have everything that a person can learn is there. Now, but Orchard Nutrition isn't just doing this one day out of the year. You all have classes on a regular basis. Is that correct?
Yes, we do.
That is correct. We have seminars every month, different speakers. Some of the speakers are going to be here Saturday, speak on a regular basis at Orchard, like Dr. June Stevens, naturopathic doctor. She's one of our most popular speakers. We have one of our employees, Kara, who works there. She also has a side business, and she speaks on that. And
you can
Dr.
see,
Ann Levings also speaks on a regular basis.
And you have access. This is, you don't charge people for that either.
No, it's free.
And people can have access to it on your website. Is that true?
Yes. We do video all of the classes or the seminars that we give, and mm-hmm. we post them on our website and our Facebook. So if you're not able to make any of the classes, you can still watch them.
Okay. Well, you know, and you cover all the aspects of healthy living. Talk to me about your deli.
Oh, deli.
Oh.
It's
great.
It is wonderful. Everything back there is organic, except we do have a couple meats that aren't, but there are no nitrates. But, yeah, we try to keep everything as clean as possible, you know, at the best price we can do. And, you know,
they are great prices, and you can call ahead.
Yes, you can. You can order from your cell phone. We have an app. You can order on our website. Order, get anything you want on it, and come pick it up. You can pay with it online. So,
you know, people don't – well, some people know this, that hot dogs are some of my favorite foods, and I've passed up the hot dog place to come over there to have a sandwich from you all and a drink.
Yep.
Because, you know, just sit out there. Yeah, maybe not today. It may be a little bit chilly today in the morning, but in the afternoon it's going to be great. So you've done everything you can. Joe has built this place in such a way that even when you walk in, it smells good.
Oh, yeah. We got the wonderful bakery in the back. They do breads, sourdough, whole wheat. They do cookies, muffins, scones. Sometimes they get to go out cheesecake. We do pizzas, burritos, hot sandwiches.
You have bulk items too.
Oh yeah,
and so you can save some money that way. If, you know, on packaging.
Yep, everything in our bulk section is organic. Once again, it's
great place to pick up almonds.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
it really is. I mean, your prices are just, I mean, they're killer prices on almonds and several other things there. So now. Your hours at Orchard Nutrition are?
7 to 9 every day, 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
Yeah.
Christmas?
Close Christmas, close Thanksgiving, and we close early on Christmas Eve and close Easter.
Okay. So you're open?
Yeah, most.
Really, except for 3 days
for
the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first annual?
Healthy Living Expo at the Red Lion Hotel.
This Saturday, it starts at?
10 a.m.
It's going to go till?
5 p.m.
5 p.m., over 50 vendors, all types of different classes ranging from acupuncture to supplements to exercise and diet, all by authorities and all by people that know what they're talking about. They're not
expert in their field.
Experts in their field. They're not just lecturing from a book or talking about the way it should be. They've lived it.
Yes.
They've walked the walk.
That's correct.
Okay. Anything else for that Chad is?
Can't think of anything. I'm shaking my head again.
I know. That's okay. Chad, how long have you worked there?
20 years. Yeah.
20 years.
Yeah. I've been.
Why did you start there?
Actually, my brother got me into health living. Uh-huh. He actually was talking to me about, you know, the types of deodorants I was using, toothpaste, and that kind of stuff. Then I got interested in it, and it all went from there. I started off as a cashier, and I've done pretty much everything except Janet's job, which is HR and bookkeeping, thankfully, you know.
It takes a special person for that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. See, you know, we guys, we come across like we're real big, tough guys, but when it comes to hiring and firing, okay, where's Jana? So, and Jana, how long have you been there?
I've been there 6 years.
6 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so you've been there for a while, but you must like it.
I do. I love this job.
Do you think that Orchard Nutrition makes a difference in our community?
Yes.
I believe it does, yes.
I think it does, too.
Yeah.
It's a place that you can trust the people.
Yep.
And that's a big thing in today's, because you read everywhere. I mean, you see it on TV. You see everything about, oh, you should do this. You should take this. You should do this. But you've got to trust the people you work with.
And that's the thing about Orchards is you can come in and actually talk to a person.
Yeah.
And they can help you to the best of their abilities.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we got to run. It's this Saturday at the Red Lion Inn. It starts at 10 a.m. and goes to 5 today. And the first annual Healthy Living Expo from Orchard Nutrition.
Thanks for having us.
We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Hall from Simpson University.
Yeah. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
A new wildfire has broken out in Southern California amid gusty winds. This blaze forcing evacuation of the Reagan Presidential Library and nearby homes in the Simi Valley area north of L.A., Ventura County. The wildfire threat prompting PG&E to cut power to more than a million customers in Northern California, including store owner Jennifer Chalberg.
It's tough, but I think in terms of safety, it's probably the right decision. It's just I think long-term we're going to have a better solution than just turning off everyone's power. So hopefully PG&E can come up with something that makes sense for, you know, communities like ours.
Blackouts across some 30 counties, including the Sierra Foothills, Wine Country, and the San Francisco Bay Area. Two State Department staffers due to testify today in the Democrats' impeachment inquiry, but regardless of what anyone may say in their testimony, and we can't be sure because it's all behind closed doors, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan says doesn't really matter.
No, because we got the call. Like I said, we know the fundamental facts have never changed. We can read the call. We know what President Trump and President Zelensky have said.
President Trump has released a transcript of his phone call with the Ukrainian president. Well, apparently there was a party going on at the house in Long Beach, California, when shots rang out. The police were called in.
There were three adult male victims who were determined deceased at the scene, and nine additional gunshot wound victims were transported to local hospitals with injuries to their upper and lower torso.
Long Beach Police Spokeswoman Jennifer Dupre says police now looking for a suspect. On Wall Street, stocks narrowly mixed this hour. Right now, the Dow is down about 1 point. The NASDAQ is up 1 point. The S&P 500 index currently off a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS 128231, Equal Housing Lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Attention homeowners! Dreaming about that home improvement project? With a strong housing market, chances are your home's value has gone up. And with a 15-year fixed interest rate of just 2.99% with a 3.202% APR, a cash-out refinance from Cash Call Mortgage could lower your interest rate and give you the cash you need for those home improvements. At Cash Call Mortgage, we're a direct lender and we can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing cost, whether it's for home improvements, getting rid of debt, or just putting away extra money for that inevitable rainy day. Cash Call Mortgage could mean achieving two great financial moves with just one call. The cash you need now and a lower interest rate. For a free quote to see if you qualify, call Cash Call Mortgage at 800-299-1364. That's 800-299-1364. 800-299-1364.
Messaging service WhatsApp suing an Israeli surveillance firm, accusing it of helping government spies break into hundreds of phones. The company strongly denies the allegations.
In May this year, WhatsApp revealed that hackers had exploited a vulnerability in its video calling system, allowing them to remotely install surveillance software on phones and other devices without the user's knowledge. Now WhatsApp is taking legal action against the Israeli firm NSO Group, which develops the surveillance software called Pegasus.
The BBC's Tom Harrigan. Japanese police report finding a body on Mount Fuji. They're verifying whether it's that of a man who was seen falling down a snow-covered slope while live-streaming his climb up the mountain on YouTube. Police began the search Tuesday after receiving calls from some viewers of that live stream online. News and analysis at townhall.com. A former presidential aide who wound up in jail during the Russia probes, running for a vacant California congressional seat.
The seat is that of now-resigned Congresswoman Katie Hill, the candidate who's just filed papers to run, George Papadopoulos, a former advisor to President Trump who, during the 2016 campaign, tried to set up a meeting between Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin to obtain negative information about Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. Papadopoulos eventually pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. He spent 14 days in prison last year and cooperated with the Russia Special Counsel probe. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The American economy slowed to a modest growth rate of 1.9% over the summer as consumer spending downshifted and businesses continued to trim their investments in response to trade war uncertainty as well as a weakening global economy. More on these stories at townhall.com. KCNR.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. This, gosh, we'll probably be celebrating this for a year, and then we can celebrate the 11th year, but for sure 10 years. Good morning. It is the 30th of October, Wednesday, and 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Sue, and where are we at with the weather? And I don't know, probably school closure a little bit late, but we can go through it for mothers that and dads who thought they got off.
Okay. Well, taking a look at your forecast for today, an extended weather forecast. Today, a red flag warning in effect. Sunny and breezy and a high of 69 with a low of 37. Tomorrow, sunny and patchy early morning frost and a high of 75 under sunny skies by tomorrow afternoon with a low of 44 under clear skies for your Halloween. For Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, sunny and a high of 79 for Friday, 78 for Saturday, and 80 for Sunday with lows dropping down in the 40s. It's mostly clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is currently 53 degrees, 52 in Anderson. It is currently 43 in the city of Shasta Lake, 48 degrees in downtown Redding. Quite a few schools are still closed today, including the Mountain Union Elementary School District, Pacheco Union School District, Happy Valley School District, Oak Run, Anderson Union High School District, Meadow Lane Elementary School closed, Anderson Heights Elementary School, Anderson Middle School, North State Aspire Academy, Mountain View Middle School closed, Columbia Elementary School closed, the Lions Cub Preschool closed today, East Valley Community Day School, Paradise Unified School District, North Cow Creek Elementary, Ophir Elementary School, and French Gulch Whiskeytown School getting out early today, minimum day. Now, the counties have been given an all clear today in portions of Butte, Plumas, Tama, Trinity, and Shasta County. Anderson has most of their power up and running, and it appears the Anderson VFW Post 9650 will still have their Halloween carnival that is scheduled. Carl will have more details. Also, the Shasta College main campus closed, as well as the school's satellite campuses in the Intermountain and Trinity and Tehama County areas. Also, the only campus of the school that will be open is the Downtown Health Sciences and University Center. They're going to know by 6 o'clock tonight if Shasta College will be up and running as of tomorrow. And be careful. We had one person burned after a homeless campfire in Redding. It occurred yesterday in the area of Parkview Avenue and Park Marina Drive, caused by an illegal campfire. Now, once again, lots of folks want to know exactly when PG&E is going to get their power on. They're doing the best they can with what they've got, and some places aren't going to have their power restored. It appears some areas now they're shutting off power again, mostly in Southern California. Now, Carl, back to you.
Welcome to the third world nation of California. There was also another fire in a house that was caused by candles because they had no power,
yep,
by the way. And that one was there's the winds out there, my friends, and so be careful out there. We've been, you know, fortunate in the sense that we have no fires like we had last year.
The only fire we had early this morning was at Sandpoint Road and Logan Road. It burned multiple acres north of Highway 44.
But we have not had a fire like we had last
absolutely
year.
Absolutely,
not even close to here. That. So we've been very fortunate, but we're not out of the woods yet. October. And we're still in October. It is still a big burn season around here, so be careful out there. A Christmas Carol by the Riverfront Playhouse is going to start on November 23rd through December 21st. We have tickets that are good for any performance, and if you'd like some tickets to that, Christmas Carol, A Ghost Story Christmas, just give us a call at 605-4567, and you can we'll reserve some tickets for you here, and you can pick them up. Okay. Hey, we have Dr. Norm Hall, who is the president of Simpson University, the new president. Even though it's been over a year now, and you were on once before, but we're going to kind of make this a regular thing.
All right,
having you on, and Todd Franklin, who is, and as I was talking to him earlier, I'm not sure if I should introduce him as the entrepreneur of the food trucks down in the former library park, or the Simpson basketball coach, We'll go with Simpson basketball coach today.
There we go. Thanks.
How's that? And you, I saw you standing next to some guy that's like 12 feet tall. You know, the tallest person in the world ever. And what did you do? Did you like thaw him out from a glacier or something?
He is. He's come from another country and a great young man and obviously a large young man, but he really connects with the kids in our community. It's been fun watching him get to know him.
I bet it is. How tall is he?
He's 7'1".
7'1". I've got a great story to tell you during a break about a 7-foot person I knew, a Marine, 7 feet tall. But you're here with the boss,
absolutely.
Dr. Hall. Good morning.
Good morning.
I tell you what, every time I talk to somebody over there, I go over there, I'm fortunate enough to be on your citizens, I don't know what you call it, your citizens committee. I don't know.
That's
if it's,
right.
It's, I don't know if it's an advisory committee or something, but we all sit down and we talk about the local things, the things that are going on, the things that Simpson is doing. But you have just brought a brand new look to Simpson. And I'd just like to congratulate you on that.
Thank you very much. It's a real pleasure.
So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I come from the Midwest, and I grew up and attended myself a school a lot like Simpson, so I have a real affinity. I grew up as a country kid. And so when I interviewed here, they said, how do you feel about a rural environment? Well, I thought, well, okay. I grew up in a town of 3,000. I served in a university in a town of 7,000. Well, I heard there was 90,000 here. I thought this was quite a metropolis. In fact, I got to tell you, Carl, since coming here, the first thing that really impressed me about Redding was the community response to the fire. That was a powerful, powerful event to witness, and impressive and endearing. This is a phenomenal community of which I am increasingly proud to be a part of. We may be the best kept secret in California, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, my brother-in-law, who has just been elected to the presidency of the California Medical Association,
mm-hmm.
That's a big thing,
yeah.
Was up here one evening, and we were having a get-together. And he came over to me and he says, do you realize you live in a bubble of common sense? He says, the things
right.
everybody's saying here is true, but if I said them down in Sacramento, he said, I would have people protesting on my front yard. And I said, yeah, I mean, you know, Redding is, we're different. We're
it's a
different.
Great place.
It's a great place. And you've been the president there since what?
A year and a half.
Yeah. I think it was like, was it October 12th, though, that they, was there a big event there on October 12th?
Yes, they did an inauguration. It was
yeah,
a lot
an inauguration
of fun.
For you.
Fun.
Yeah, so that's
right.
just been a year. And so when Simpson, Sue, I'm going to take an early break right now because I want to get into the changes you've made.
Okay.
Because there have been a lot of changes. And can I use the term bass fishing? I just kind of put that out
absolutely.
There as a hook until we get back. 8:13 in the morning, we're here with Dr. Norman Hall and President of Simpson University and Todd Franklin, the basketball coach. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If it's for 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, a couple of days a week, it's Reading Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. If you've had somebody that's just had surgery and, you know, you can't be around all the time, but they're going to need somebody to stop by, give Sharon Clark a call. Or if it's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, give Sharon Clark a call. She's going to work a schedule out that works for you and your family. Reading Home Helpers. You can learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home, and Reading Home Helpers wants to keep you where you're happiest. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:13 in the morning, 51 degrees out there, going up to 70 today. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bear man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel out, I had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, 1983 graduate of West Valley High School and proud Cottonwood native. After 22 years of service, I'm proud to represent Northern California veterans and our legacy of service to our country and community. Let's take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices made throughout the world by our veterans and their families who support them at home.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks our veterans for their service. United in care.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Pick it up, it's time to slam now. We got the real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance, do your dance.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is the 30th of October. It's 50 degrees out there. And the weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Start getting your propane plans made right now, and they can take care of it. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. If you're having problems with your fire insurance, as many people are, call Judy Maxwell at 221-0441. She has found fire insurance, homeowners insurance that has helped so many people. Three specifically in the last couple of weeks that had their homeowners insurance canceled because they live in areas where there was a fire or there could be a fire. Yes, again, going to the third world nation areas that we are. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, 221-0441. Okay, I'm here with Dr. Norman Hall from Simpson University, the president of Simpson University, and Todd Franklin, a basketball coach. And Todd's also known for putting together the food trucks down there in Library Park, which has been a huge success. And that's a different show. We're not even going to talk about that. But Dr. Hall, you've changed things, and you started with a university, and I'll just say it was having problems finding its way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I mean, I guess that's the easiest way of putting it, wasn't it?
I think so. That's fair.
Yeah.
So you want to hear about what we've done, it sounds like.
I want to see how, you know, because you have focused them.
Yeah.
You have focused the university and the people. And I'm saying this, everybody, because I know that this has happened since he's been here. I've talked to people. I had people come up to me that have worked out there, you know, or that have kids that go out there. And just reading about it, you can see this. So tell us a little bit about how you've changed the mindset out there.
Well, first, Carl, first of all, thanks for having us here. And Todd and I know, just really enjoy being with you. The truth of the matter is Simpson University was already made up of a whole bunch of really good people that were just really just chomping at the bit to do what they were what their gifts were. And I had the opportunity to come in at a time when everybody was ready to say, let's put a plan together. I thought it was very collaborative. We rewrote our strategic plan. We put a thing in place called an action framework that ties the budget to the plan so that people could rely upon our decision-making. we began studying the North State and discovering what the needs were of the North State. And we decided we wanted to be Redding's hometown university. And quite frankly, Connor Sutton came up with that tagline. But it really is the heart of Simpson University. We want to be a distinctively Christian university that is also Redding's hometown university. So as we design new programs, I talk to people like Scott Putnam in town, of course, captain of industry. I started attending Rotary, and wow, what a phenomenal Rotary town this is.
There's so many Rotaries, it's hard to, you know.
Yeah, second to none. You know, all those men and women began to help me understand what our needs are. And so our growth and our strategy really ties nicely into the notion that we want to serve the North State, starting off with really aggressive scholarships, up to $15,000 per student per year. When you tie that to Cal and Pell grants, which many of our students qualify for, that's like $36,000. We also said, you know, we don't want our value proposition just to be price. We want to say we're excellent in academics, and evidence of that is that our nursing school, for instance, is ranked number 8 by the NCLEX scores in the state of California out of 130, the number 1 liberal arts Christian university nursing program. We are launching digital media, computer information systems, and engineering next year. We launched kinesiology this year, and there's already 29 students in it. We're working hard to have partnerships with Shasta so that students can transfer over and finish in 2 years. These are the things that we have to lean into because we want our students to be able to acquire great jobs and be influencers in the North State to supplement and strengthen our economy and the family. So, you know, the other thing that the North State needs, quite frankly, what young people want are sports and co-curriculum. And here we are in this place with 50 waterfalls within 50 minutes. And we decided, so once again, Carl, excellence in academics, world-class co-curriculum. That means engaging the outdoor spirit and having some great sports, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Yeah. Well, you know what, the idea, you know, is it tough recruiting when your word Christian is in there? I mean, does that make it a little bit harder?
I don't think so, honestly. I think especially in the North State, people are looking for the solid values, a pivot foot, if you will, a moral compass where they know their kids can go and be safe, where they have a reasonably low student-teacher ratio, and where coaches like Todd Franklin are investing in their kids' lives. And they know this to be a reliably Christian-centered organization that is going to help their kids graduate and get great jobs and be influencers. So, I think it's quite an advantage.
Well, you know what? If people need to take, you know, a lot of times after football games, big games, you'll see a number of the players from both teams together in a prayer circle.
Absolutely.
Out there. And you don't, you know, I think it needs to be more, you know, you see more of that because, you know, I can tell you in the Marine Corps, a lot of very, very religious people.
Absolutely.
In the Marine Corps, those young men and women, they do their 4 years and they come out and they're looking for a place that they can get a good education, You've got a tremendous veterans support group over there.
Absolutely.
And they're looking for a place that they can get a good education, and they don't have to, and they like the idea of being in a place that kind of reflects what they believe in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're thrilled to serve them. Our Veterans Affairs Center ranked number 11 in the nation last year. So we're really proud of the work that's been occurring there. And on our campus, as you know, we have a memorial for our armed forces in the United States. We're very, very proud. We make no bones about it. We're absolutely proud of and thankful for the sacrifice of our men and women in the armed services.
Okay, I have to ask, we're kind of maybe shifting over to the sports here. I have to ask about the bass fishing. You started a bass fishing team.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a bass fisherman?
I am not a very good bass fisherman, to be honest.
But why a bass fishing? I mean, I think I know what the answer is, but tell people.
Sometimes in your life, Carl, you wake up to something that you haven't seen before. Maybe it's a music, a literary genre, a series on TV. One time a fellow walked into my office in the Midwest and he said, "Did you know that bass fishing has taken the world by storm nationwide? Maybe even worldwide. It's catching on in China, for example." I said, "I had no idea." He said, "We got to have a club." The next year he said, "No, we need to have an official team with scholarship." And we grew, we grew that program to like 24 kids and 3 boats. So when I came to Northern California and got an eyeful of the beautiful lakes and landscape, it just seemed like an obvious thing. When you go to Phil's Propeller or down to the fly shop, you get a sense that Northern California loves to get out on the water, and it just seemed like an obvious thing. So far, I couldn't tell you exactly, but I know that our students have been placing very nicely in the big tournaments. We're getting a lot of attention.
That's great. You know, and again, it's something new.
That's right.
Something that has not been done before around in this whole area. And you're right. We've got, you know, there are big bass fishing tournaments here on Lake Shasta, I think, a couple of times a year. A lot of money changes hands out there.
Absolutely. So you are right. And we do give some great scholarships for bass fishermen, just like basketball and volleyball. Students, young people would be surprised.
Well, you know, when I was doing contract work, one of the guys that was working with us there, Delta guy, he says I want to be here for, you know, because I want to buy my bass fishing boat because I want to be a professional bass fisherman. And I looked at him and I sat down. I mean, this guy knew bass. It was kind of like I was with, you know, in Forrest Gump with about shrimp. I mean, he talked about right. bass for like an hour, and right. at the end of the hour, I was wanting to buy one of those little fish you put on the wall that sings, you know, anything to get away at that point too. But I mean, and he talked about all the how huge this is in the world, and so I found it really interesting that you did this. Now, with all the other things you all also have going on, Todd, you've been here. You were brought on to build the basketball program, and you've been doing that.
We've been getting better, and I'm gonna brag about my boss for a little bit because he really tried to be the ultimate team player right there. But when he got on campus, he met with people and got to know people, and then said, "Hey, we're gonna run." And I think that's kind of what the university was looking for, was a runner. And you can sit in rooms all day long and talk about what should be done. And he said, "Hey, we're gonna run." And those of running with him, I mean, are propelling the university. And he's done a great job. Mm-hmm. And leadership trickles down. He doesn't just sit up in his ivory palace. I mean, he's at the basketball games. He's in the weight room. You know, we meet regularly, and he does that across the campus, not just athletics. And he's trying to do the hardest thing possible. It's like putting on muscle but lose weight. He's trying to grow academics and athletics at the same time, and he's doing a phenomenal job.
Well, you know, and I'm glad you brought that up because at some point I was going to talk about this, that, there's a lot of phenomenal players a lot of times, or not players but people. In a lot of different positions. But until you get a leader there to focus them, and that's what I brought. That's why I kind of said is that maybe you lost direction there. Now you've focused them on one direction. And, you know, it takes a leader to do that. And take the attaboys now, because for sure if something happens, you're going to take the spear to the chest later.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
So, but you've got, but I agree with you. You know, you've pointed them all in a direction. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit about the athletics And this, you're, what you've done to bring in just kind of a whole new look on Simpson basketball, but it's not just Simpson basketball, and it's a whole lot of different areas here. But I like that. I like the analogy, trying to lose weight and build muscle at the same time. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty started this company 10 years ago, and he has now got the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaching in over 43 different places. He teaches his team, all are NRA instructors. It's just not just your basic CCW, but advanced carry, advanced tactics, protection for your home, unarmed combat. All of these can fall under the Northern Firearms Instruction. You can register online at U.S. Gun Pro or learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back with Dr. Norman Hall and Todd Franklin from Simpson University.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias, and we love them.
It's Customer Appreciation Month with some of the best deals of the year on the cars and SUVs Redding loves to drive.
Gas prices are ridiculous right now. Drive a 2019 Kia Niro CUV, get an estimated 50 miles per gallon, and receive $1,500 in Kia customer cash. That's a customer appreciation deal.
Or how about a super affordable 2020 Kia Sportage with all-wheel drive? Winter's coming, and if you want to go anywhere, on-road or off, this is your SUV. Get your best price and $2,000 Kia customer cash at Redding Kia.
And every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, the best in the business. Warranty's a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Sale ends 10/31/2019. Billy is the marketing manager for Redding Kia.
For the vehicles Northern California loves to drive, nobody does it better than Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, 418 East Cypress, RedingKia.com.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Shining Care presents a free lunch and learn, safety and care planning for aging life. Learn about and be prepared. It's crucial to have a long-term care plan and a complete advanced health care directive. Learn from the experts at Shining Care and medical home care professionals. Hear from RPD and the Ombudsman about fraud, elder abuse, risk for safety. Be informed and enjoy lunch provided by Oakmont of Reading on October 31st from noon to 1:30 p.m. at Reading City Hall. For more information or to RSVP, visit shiningcare.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air. If you want to find out what's going on in this town, listen to us. We're like a newspaper, except you can listen to us, and you don't get – if you have questions, you give us a call. You don't have to just read it and believe it. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Give them a call at 244-9478 for an appointment today, like I'm trying to do. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? I think that describes it all right there. I'm here with Dr. Norman Hall, the president of Simpson University, and Todd Franklin, who is the basketball coach, and we talked a little bit during the break. And I'm going to go to Todd here until we go back to Dr. Hall. Okay, how long have you been there? 2 years, 3 years?
I'm starting my third season.
That's what I thought, third season. You have a team. I guess you could call it United Nations team this year.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, when Dr. Hall took over, obviously I was a little nervous because when you get a new boss, you're not sure what direction they're going to go in.
Yeah.
And he came in and said, hey, we want you to recruit globally. We want you to recruit locally. And most importantly, we want to have you find quality young men. And so I put in 88,000 miles in the air since last May looking for kids that wanted to come to a university like Simpson and represent them on and off the floor.
Wow. Okay, so your players range from Cottonwood and Anderson.
Cottonwood, Anderson, Reading, and then we head out to Atlanta, then New Jersey, and then if you follow the map a little bit, you're going to hit Turks and Caicos, Greece, Turkey. Then we're going to go over to Belgium, the Ukraine. We're going to hit Spain a little bit, and then the UK.
Ukraine. Wow. Where have I heard that before? UK. Now, that's the young man is he the tallest one you have?
Harvey Barr, 7'1". We have a kid from Weston from Seattle, 6'11". So, you know, they look eye to eye.
You've got a big front line.
We do. We're big. And we didn't set out to get big. Honestly, basketball is a speed game now. The Warriors have kind of changed the way basketball is being played globally. And, you know, 10 years ago, these kids wouldn't have been available because they wouldn't have been very good. But these kids both can play at a high level, and they're good. But basketball's changed, and we've been blessed to have them on our campus.
Okay. And they fit right into Simpson University's tenets.
Now. Absolutely. And they bought into what the university is about. And, you know, both of them have really said, okay, what can we do to help Reading? That's one of our biggest things we're recruiting these kids is it's not all about you and getting them to understand at a young age when, you know, they're coming here to serve and get in the community. They do security down at the park. They're in their mentorship. We're doing free basketball camps. So these kids are all over the place. They're not just hiding in the gym or the weight room.
Well, that's good. And then scholastically, they have to keep that certain average.
Absolutely. We've got a great success program on campus. Luke Bertowatch does a great job of following these kids. And, of course, my boss, Tom, in the AD office, he's always saying, hey, where's your kids' grades at? You know, he wants us to win games, but they have to excel in the classroom as well before they can excel in the court.
Yeah, because, you know, if they don't keep a certain grade point average, unlike the rest of your students, you know, who can drag along there with D's, you guys can't play unless they're keeping it. What is it? C average or more?
They've got to have, you know, we have a little higher standard we're holding them to.
That's even better.
We want them to overachieve, and those kids are doing that right now.
That's super. And when's the season start?
We had our first home game on Sunday.
On Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, it must be interesting to coach people from all over the world.
You know, it's great. I think anytime you can influx culture with culture, mm-hmm. and, you know, even globally, when we're riding in the vans, you know, you're hearing true news. You're hearing what's actually taking place. And, you know, one of our players, Alpasalt from Turkey, you know, Turkey's in the news right now. So able to sit down with him and say, you know, what's really going on?
Mm-hmm.
And you get a much broader spectrum, and your whole worldview changes when you're talking to someone who's lived there the whole life, mm-hmm. rather than listening to a report on either station.
On either of the stations, and, you know, when you get an opportunity to live there and you come out and they go, oh, we've heard this and this, you know, I can talk about places I've lived in and tell them, well, you know, I can tell you what you're hearing, but I can tell you when I was there that this is the way the people are.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Mm-hmm.
They love democracy. They want better lives for themselves. They love the freedom of the thought of being able to say what you want and all this. I said, you've got to kind of get past what you, just like you said, what you read or what you see on the, no matter which station you listen to. Okay. Super. I'm looking forward to getting down to one of the games here and watching you all power your way through the championships.
There we go.
Okay. Dr. Hall.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, it's one thing to have the athletic side, is like we said, building muscle, but also then into the academic side. I'm sure you've got about 50 things you need to talk about.
Sure. Well, the really exciting thing, Carl, in the next year is as I mentioned before, the introduction of digital media, CIS, and engineering. Those careers are going to give us an opportunity to set students up for great paying jobs, to be influencing industry and their communities wherever they land after college. We're particularly excited about that. And two agencies, Fletcher Jones and Hugh and Hazel Darling, both foundations who typically only invest in bricks and mortar, each gave us $500,000 in order to start this digital media CIS engineering program in order to really, quite frankly, focus on blessing the North State. So as we build the academic program, and I got to tell you, another advantage of being a Christian university is we hire faculty and coaches who are going to invest through their faith in kids every day, so they get unparalleled attention and engagement and mentoring. And finally, I want to mention, if you don't mind, that we added some other sports. We added swimming and diving, track and field, and, of course, bass fishing, and men's volleyball, and women's wrestling. And the women's wrestling team probably has the biggest growth of our newest team this year, and I think if you hear about what's going on, come on down, have a hot dog, watch a match. This is exciting stuff. And I should mention, too, that just an example of the investment from the community, Merchants Bank helped us put up a beautiful new scoreboard in our gymnasium with kind of a jumbotron on the wall. It's a multimedia event now, so sports and academics are reaching for excellence at every level at Simpson University. And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned it. We're the third leg of our excellence, you know, again, excellence at academics, world-class co-curriculum, and unapologetic Christ-centered environment. So we're proud to be here and looking forward to how we can serve the community.
I think people need to understand when they think of Simpson University, it's a private university. And one of the things that I learned sitting on the council was it is very affordable.
Because
all the different ways that students, you know, people today are saying, oh, gosh, my kids are coming out with $100,000 worth of debt and all this. I can think of ways of getting around that. One of them's, you know, enlisting in the military. But
right.
The other thing, though, is because there are grants and there are scholarships
right.
out there
right.
and there are things that people can apply for and would probably automatically get if you're, you know, that can help people pay for this. And at the end of it, you know, they can graduate with very little debt.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Very little debt.
Far less than people think. If you do the quick math, for instance, we have the NorCal scholarship, and that's up to $15,000 a year from Simpson. Our total price tag is $41,500. Well, if you add the NorCal scholarship that we offer plus Cal Grant and Pell Grant, the student can also, if they have a sponsor, will match up to $3,000. So if you're doing the math, they're at $36,000 of discount before they step into the classroom. And then we have great jobs. In the summer, we can get them jobs with 511 Tech Hub, which is on our campus, and we can get them a job guaranteed at these places. So they have jobs in the summer, literally setting them up to pay have their whole program paid by the time they graduate. And that's a pretty rare thing.
It is a rare thing, and you also get people through.
Absolutely.
Quickly. You know, because a lot of times I've talked to people who in the universities that their kids have to take another year, maybe two.
Right.
But y'all are set up differently than that.
Our graduation rate outstrips those at the bigger schools substantially. So you can imagine that part of the debt reduction is that they finish in a reasonable time period. And then the other part is that our kids get great jobs. And so we're really proud of where our students are leading in the North State and around the world. We probably have 1,500 teachers feeding into the local economy in the last few years. And let me see, last year we had 44,000 service hours through our medical program, over 105,000 service hours in the North State. And we did an economic impact recently showing that we contribute over $50 million to the local economy annually. So in my estimation, if we can double the size of Simpson University, we may be the best economic engine prospect for the local region. So works
$50 million.
$50 million.
Because of the things you're doing here and the people coming back and the way you generate the money.
Sure. Well, if you have 1,000 people coming to the university, we're just under 1,000 now. If those people are coming to the local region and they're spending money and infusing that into the local economy, there's a company called eConsult that does economic impact studies, and they gave us exacting numbers that tell us with confidence that that we're making an impact financially, and we want to do more.
I think people don't understand that or realize that, and this is a good way that people understand just how big Simpson University is and how much it means to our community. Okay, it's 8:45 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center specializes in a number of things, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, but also in the emergency room. They've bumped up the kind of like Simpson. They've bumped up the pace there. So now you're being seen in 30 minutes or less from the time you walk into an emergency room, and you think about that. That's a short period of time, and you hear other stories of, I was in there for 4 hours. No, 30 minutes or less, they want you in and out of there in an hour. So they have put the number of people there. They have put in the support people. They've got it all there for people that need to be helped. Think about this the next time you need to go to an emergency room. Think about Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. We'll be right back after these messages with Dr. Norman Aw and Todd Franklin from Simpson University.
You can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music hit me so hard, made me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. Well, mind you, right?
Bring me your friendly old change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
best service yet, guys. Thanks.
Gene commented,
always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient.
Pat wrote,
the crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out.
Lindsay said,
we always come here, amazing and fast.
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
planning an event, double date, girls' night, overtime inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserved seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime, turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatment. For info, call group sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
I could talk about
it. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air, and we have the window on our community here. We have a great, great window that looks out onto Market Street. People go by and wave at us. Some of them even use all their fingers. We watch people going by honking their horns, so that's a great place. It is 8:51 in the morning here on the day before Halloween. I just can't wait to see. Are people going to wear costumes in the production? Are my producers going to be wearing costumes tomorrow?
I'm working on it.
Okay. Just checking. I want to remind everybody about the Safety and Care Planning for Aging Life luncheon, free luncheon tomorrow at the Reading City Hall, sponsored by Shining Care, about how to know when safety and well-being are at risk, long-term care systems and options for advanced care planning, and fraud and elder abuse risk and prevention techniques. That's tomorrow, October 31st, from 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. It's free. A great place to ask questions. Now, Lithia Motors and Service Master by Chronic and Action News are co-hosting an event called the Good News Rescue Mission 20th Annual Stuff the Truck. That's going to be at the Jonathan Anderson is going to be at Lithia Motors in Reading, and they're going to be helping over 1,000 families for both major holidays, and their goal is to gather 1,000 turkey and canned foods needed to make complete holiday meals. We'll talk more about that as it gets closer. But I'm here with Dr. Norman Hall, the president of Simpson University, and Todd Franklin, the coach of the international basketball team, who 88,000 miles.
Yeah, my wife was real proud of me. I called her from many airports, and then when we were at an exotic place, I tried not to call so much, or if we're having a great meal, it was bologna sandwiches, because after a while, you're like, yeah, that's a really horrible job you got going on.
Well, you know what? Somebody's got to do it. You know, that's what we always look at, because there's other times your job really sucks. So it's good to have, you know, now and then.
You got to have some peaks.
You got to have some peaks, because there's some valleys in there. Like when Dr. Hall calls you in and says, you've got 12 7-foot players on your team, and we've lost three in a row. Yeah.
That's not a good moment.
Not a good problem. Dr. Hall, I don't think Dr. Hall would do it like that, because I've seen Dr. Hall take news that most people would have gone, their face would have changed, and I was watching him. Wasn't even a flicker. And I said, oh, okay, this guy's got it. Okay. A lot of things going on at Simpson University. We talked about it. The one that really, it's very impressive. Everything we've talked about today is very impressive about what Simpson's doing. But the $50 million of cash that flows through our community from Simpson. And people are just like, wow. I mean, you're talking about 1,000 students. They spend money, taxes, housing, food for all the instructors, all the athletic teams, and then just keeping just keeping the campus moving.
That's right.
How much money that is.
There's a lot flowing through, and let me be add something to my comments before. The influx of dollars to the six-county region is a little more than what I suggested. It's $58 million. And that doesn't even count our Gear Up and Upward Bound grants that are $10.2 million, where we're delivering, let me see, Upward Bound delivers 2,000 hours annually and Gear Up 22,000 hours annually. And what's happening there is we're setting up educators to go into the schools between here and Happy Valley and all around the region and investing in kids that don't see the opportunities to get a college degree and prosper in their lives. So one of the things that we do, for example, is we bring 1,300 kindergartners to campus for a day of thinking about themselves as a university student. I nearly killed Red the Red Hawk the other I don't know if you remember the story, Stanley the Steamer, who dug faster when people cheered him on. So I told the 1,300 kids if they cheered for Red the Red Hawk that he would dance faster and faster. I did not accommodate, though, Carl, that it was about 105 that day, and I nearly killed him. The Red Hawk.
Let me tell you, I know about this because I had the guy that puts it on. And I said, you've got 1,300 kindergartners, right? He goes, yeah. He says, it's quite interesting. And I went, 1,300 kindergartners. I said, okay, at the end of the day, where's George? And he starts laughing. I go, and everybody looks around, where's George? I had 1,300 kindergartners. I said, do you ever misplace one? And he goes, never have. You know, this event, they come out there and they learn about college. They learn about going on. They learn about these things. And you've got to start them then. As people know, you know, they go to preschool. They've got a much better chance of graduating from high school. Then we can get them on to advanced training.
And I should say, you know, Brad Williams and the people over at College Options, they just do an amazing job for the community as well.
1,300 kids. Kindergartners. Just the thought of it, I sit here and shiver. Where do most of the students come from? I mean, Simpson has been around for almost 100 years now, right?
Right.
And it started in San Francisco, am I right here, or is it?
That's right.
Okay. And so you kind of migrated here, but you're an international school, obviously.
Right. Well, we actually started in Seattle, and then we moved to San Francisco, and then to Redding. And in the next year and 8 months, we'll be celebrating our 100th year of service. And so, really, we were established as a focal point to serve not only the West Coast, but the Asian Theater. So folks might be surprised to know that we have about 50% non-white students at Simpson University. So we have a strong influx of what we now call Latinx, African-American. We have a lot of students from the Philippines, and we have Hmong students and first and second generation Chinese, and then, of course, a lot of European nations. We really are a multinational university. In the last 2 years, we went from just a few, purely international people coming from such as Spain to our campus, about 22 last year, and I think we're at 48 this year, just international students in the freshman and sophomore classes. So as you mentioned, internationalization is a big part of making us an excellent school, because when our students rub shoulders with students from the Ukraine or Croatia, it changes how they see the world in really rich and critical ways. I don't know if you're paying attention to the current politics, but if we need anything, we need critically minded young people that have a worldview that's worth defending.
A worldview that's worth defending
is
perfect. You know, that it's not what, you know, I need to protect myself. It's I need to know what's going on and what's best for my nation.
And for
the people of my nation. You said before, and I cut you off earlier about thanking, you know, you said you wanted to talk about Redding and the support.
Thanks, Carl. Yes, absolutely. I think speaking both for Todd and I, we are just thrilled to wake up and live in this town with these people who show us a lot of love, show up at our ball games. And it just, again, like standing on the steamer, we just can't wait to get up the next day and see what we can accomplish for the North State, for Reading, for, and especially the youth here. This, the best days are ahead for Reading, California.
You know what? I thoroughly believe that. I look at what's happening downtown. I look at all these things.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? We're just all moving forward here. And, you know, starting, you know, our 10th year, we're, you know, I think these next 10 years are going to be fantastic.
Absolutely.
With things that going on, like not just Simpson, but all the different other groups are going on. And Todd, what you did down here made a pivotal change downtown. It really did when you brought in those food trucks to that place and cleaned it up and took it back under control.
Well, thank you.
Well, we're gonna have you back again to talk about that, about, you know, what's going on and where we are now with that. Hey, everybody, tomorrow Trish Clark and I are on, and we've got some surprises for you. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Can stand me up at the gates of heaven.